My name is Tatia Aurelia, Tatsiaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Bruce Faber, BRUCEFABER. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome is a part of the differential secondary to coronary artery disease and atrial fibrillation, period. The patient presents with a BUN of 45 from 68, creatinine of 1.61 from 1.85, and AGFR of 44 from 36 on the most recent lab work, period. Unfortunately, we do not have a urinalysis to assess for activity in the urinary sediments or for proteinuria, period. However, due to per the medical records, it is stated, it's per the medical records, the patient has a history of nephrotic range proteinuria of 7 to 9 grams in 24 hours, period. The patient states he had a renal biopsy about 5 to 6 years ago at Bay Pines VA in St. Petersburg, period. We will request the medical records to assess what the diagnosis was at that time. Here, the patient states he does not recall what was said about the biopsy. However, he was told by Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, hematologist, that he may have lupus, and Dr. Shah is trying to refer him to Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, rheumatologist, for further evaluation, period. The latest CT of the abdomen and pelvis, which was completed in April of 2022, shows right renal artery stenosis, period. The patient states he had a catheterization of the kidney and the heart in April, and was told that the stenosis of the right renal artery was not significant enough to intervene, period. The CAT scan also revealed no stones or hydronephrosis, stable bilateral cortical renal atrophy. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms at this time and states he is feeling well overall. Period. We will order nephritis workup to rule out or to assess the cause of the proteinuria. And to rule out autoimmune diseases, gammopathies, GAMMOPATHIES, trauma, and vasculitis, period. Next line, right renal artery stenosis as per number one. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. We will request an A1C since we do not have one on the medical records. Actually, disregard the last sentence. Type 2 diabetes mellitus with recent A1C of 7.5%. On labs dated 9/12/22. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is managed by the primary care provider, Dr. Cordoba, C-O-R-D-O-B-A. continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We will request lipid panel. Next line, history of gout or hyperuricemia, which is managed by allopurinol. We will request a uric acid. Next line, coronary artery disease / atrial fibrillation. He follows with Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, cardiologist. Next line, he follows with Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, gastroenterologist for history of colitis. Next line. next line. The patient reports history of laser eye surgery for cataracts, but denies receiving injections in his eyes. He also denies ever being told of having he denies ever being told of having diabetic retinopathy, R-E-T-I-N-O-P-A-T-H-Y. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. And